This is the Women's Protection and Empowerment Podcast, where we give space to talking about women and girls in humanitarian settings.
I'm Christy Crabtree. Case management for survivors of gender-based violence is the most integral service we provide in our response programming. It's a pathway, a structured method for helping survivors. It includes informing about options, problem identification, troubleshooting obstacles to services, following up, coordination, and of course, emotional support. Often, this is the first point of contact or the entry point for survivors to receive longer-term psychosocial support in humanitarian settings. It's a truly crucial component of our work. And today, we have IRC's resident service delivery expert here with us, Megan O'Connor. Megan is a senior technical advisor for strategic initiatives at IRC. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining today. This is a perfect opportunity to talk about the interagency GBV case management resources that were just launched and are available now.
As you mentioned in your introduction, case management is the key and core response service to GBV survivors. And in the GBV humanitarian community, we've been doing case management probably for the past 20 years since the inception of our first GBV program in a humanitarian setting. But we have training materials, we have good practices, we have case management forms that we've been using and adapting and refining over time. But we didn't really have any kind of document that really outlined what is good practice when it comes to GBV case management. And so the impetus for this resource package really was to have that document so that we can set the standards of practice and have practitioners be following those standards. And then we also felt like, in addition to having the guidelines themselves, that it was incredibly important to have training materials that also can be used to help roll out or disseminate the information and train practitioners on the information that it's in the case management guidelines. So it's really been, I think, on a lot of practitioners' wish list to have this kind of resource package. And we're just really, really excited about having it out there, and you're really starting to disseminate it widely.
And what resources or tools are included in the package?
In the resource package, we have the guidelines document, which is quite hefty. It's over 200 pages. That is the go-to resource, or should be considered the go-to resource, for outlining good case management practice. So the information that we have in there, first, what we do is we outline what is GBV case management, really defining it, because, you know, at this point in the humanitarian community, we have a lot of different actors that are working on the issue of GBV, some of whom are doing case management, some of whom are doing something else that might be response related. And so we felt like it was really important to put a clear definition of GBV case management out there in the community. So we go into the definition, we go into what a survivor-centered approach is, which is language that in the GBV community we use quite a bit, but really breaking that down for people, you know, what is the theory and research behind why we use a survivor-centered approach, and really outlining what a survivor-centered approach is and why that's important. And part of the content that we've included on a survivor-centered approach goes into, you know, what are the GBV case management guiding principles that all caseworkers and practitioners who are working with survivors, or even, you know, maybe it's community members that are working with survivors, what are those guiding principles that they need to follow in order to be survivor-centered. We also talk about what are the roles and responsibilities of a case manager. And then we really move into a chapter around, if you're an organization that's going to be setting up case management services, what do you need to be thinking about? What are the core components of a case management program? What's the information that you need in order to be able to set up a good quality case management program? And that was really something that was a response to practitioners in the field saying they wanted something, that information, to be included in the guidelines document. From there, we move into the steps of case management and really digging into what are those steps, what are the key tasks involved in those steps, and as well, what are the tools that we use to help caseworkers work through those steps with their survivor. So for example, case action plan, a follow-up form, a case closure form, and all of those tools are included in the annex of the guidelines document. The other thing we did, which was also very much a response to the field and requests from the field, was then we went into specific topics. So we really took the case management process and identified kind of both populations as well as forms of GBV that field practitioners wanted more specific information on and more support on. So we also have an entire part of the guidelines that's devoted to doing GBV case management specifically with women and adolescent girls. And in that part, we have a chapter on case management for intimate partner violence, which really brings out the key pieces around safety planning and how specific and really intentional and intensive safety planning with IPV survivors needs to be. We also have a chapter on responding to early marriage cases, child and forced and early marriage cases, which really looks at what is an appropriate response for a GBV caseworker. How do we work with the adolescent girl? How do we work with family members or supportive adults in that girl's life? Really, how do we also connect and make sure that girl remains connected to services? Even should an early marriage move forward despite the work that we've tried to do with that family, perhaps to prevent it. And then we also talk in this or include content in this part on mediation. So this was a big topic that people in the field were really struggling with, and we felt like it was really important to provide some guidance on the fact that for GBV caseworkers, we do not advise that caseworkers themselves get involved in mediation. However, we do recognize that it is something that survivors request. It's also a very common traditional justice mechanism response to cases of GBV. And so what we do in the guidelines is really say, okay, what we're advising is really kind of taking a harm reduction or risk mitigation approach to the issue of mediation and providing guidance on how a caseworker can help if a survivor chooses mediation as a service, how a caseworker can help make that process more survivor-centered and reduce some of the risks that are usually associated with it.
What about content that covers case management for special populations?
In addition, we also have an entire part that's focused on other vulnerable populations that are often affected by GBV. So we have chapters on working with survivors with disabilities and really looking at how do we work through some of the key issues with that population around consents, around working with caregivers, confidentiality, and communication. And then we also have a chapter on working with male sexual violence survivors and what are the kind of key issues caseworkers or practitioners need to be thinking about in terms of adapting case management services to male sexual violence survivors. And then the same for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people who identify as one of those identities, so LGBTI. We also have a chapter in there that helps practitioners think about, number one, really understanding those different identities. And then what do I as a caseworker need to be thinking about if I have a survivor in front of me who may identify as LGBTI or Q? The last section is on supervision and staff care. So this was another chapter that or content area that has been a big request from the field. People really want more guidance on how do we provide appropriate supervision and management of caseworkers so that not only are we holding caseworkers accountable to certain standards, but really making sure that we're providing the best possible service and that our caseworkers are providing the best possible service to survivors.
Given this is an interagency resource, who's the ideal audience for these resources?
There's a range, an intended range. I think that absolutely it's for caseworkers themselves. And we are having all of the resources translated into French and Arabic so that it really can be a document that, to the extent possible, got our local GBV caseworkers really becoming familiar with the material and the guidelines. I think it's also for supervisors to really make sure that their staff are following the practices that are outlined in the document, as well as training their staff, using the training materials to train staff. And then I would say it is also even an important document for those of us in the field who may not be doing direct service, but are involved in policy, advocacy, fundraising. We really do, as interagency group, really see that, again, this body of work is really setting the standard for good case management practice. And so it is our hope that we will also be able to use this resource package to educate policymakers, to educate donors, so that they're funding or prioritizing certain programming, that they're keeping these standards of practice in the back of their minds as well.
How can listeners find the guidelines?
So the guidelines are now available on the GBV Responders website. The intention around this resource package is that people use it, and we would like people's feedback. There is an email address on the GBV Responders website that we're looking for feedback, for questions that people have about the materials. Are definitely going to be looking over the next year to see and sort of tracking how people are using them, what kinds of questions are coming up. And I think just keeping in mind that the intention is we are going to need to update the materials probably in the next couple of years. While it's a very comprehensive resource package, it doesn't include everything. And we know that there are, you know, other resources and materials that are related to case management that are starting to be developed. And so intention is really to a couple of years be able to say, okay, what else is new out there in terms of modalities of service delivery, for example, like mobile case management or remote case management. How can we incorporate and how can we update the existing guidelines document so that it's reflecting the new work and new resources that are coming out from the field?
So that's it. Thanks, Megan, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
A significant new resource for the field, not only guidelines, but training materials as well, soon to be available in French and Arabic. And really aiming here to set new standards for quality care for survivors through case management by offering service providers the information and guidance to help services meet those standards. So thanks for listening. Safety, voice, respect. Join the WPE movement.